The BMC Amy Z Talk and Caffeware Modern Mainframe podcasts have joined forces. You can find your favorite episodes from both podcasts, as well as new insight and discussion, soundcloud.com/modern mainframe. Caffeware is now BMC Caffeware, providing a complete app dev toolkit which enables you to make the mainframe as adaptive as any other platform and start your journey to becoming an autonomous digital enterprise with a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain. Hey everyone, welcome to the Modern Mainframe. Today's 5Q guest is Caffeware Solution Consultant Dave Kartzman. Dave has had a nearly 50-year career on the mainframe, and over the past several years, he's given over 100 presentations to help organizations migrate to newer versions of COBOL. This year, Dave is retiring, so this is a great opportunity to get his thoughts on his own experiences and what he's seen over the course of his career. So I've bent the five-question rule a little bit. So Dave, thank you for taking the time to join us today. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Waiting for COVID to end so I can resume a normal life.
I do. We all are. Okay, I'm excited to hear what you have to say about stuff, so we'll get started. What do you see as the most important issue in mainframe development today?
I feel there really isn't just one. I mean, the first for me is the ability to satisfy the requirements of the user community and produce quality code in a rapidly changing requirements in a rapidly changing world. You also have the growing need to minimize the time to fix your problems in a pre-production environment in development, unit testing, system testing. And that's pretty much what Compuware's DevOps solutions provide. How clients can manage their work in their environment so they get the best use out of their resources. I mean, they can use tools that we provide at no cost called ZAdvisor. ZAdvisor uses what's called machine learning to find correlations between developer behaviors and key performance indicators based on DevOps data, ITSM, and all of those, and Compuware product usage data. It also captures a broad range of metrics that can help teams improve quality, the velocity, and efficiency. And that includes the usage of the specific Compuware tools and tool functions. Source control management is a big thing that it can help. KPIs, diverse DevOps performance parameters across the teams, the individual users, and the applications. And automated testing. Like our Topaz for Total test gives the user a much easier and more powerful approach to unit and functional testing to get the work out quickly and correctly.
So you're retiring soon, and looking back over your career, what do you think has been the most significant change in the mainframe industry?
This is a great question. I mean, I have to give serious props, but it's IBM's conversion of the mainframe to the enterprise server. I mean, the change is so dramatic. They came to the realization, to their credit, that the monolith that's the mainframe can't stand by itself. It has to interface with all the other environments, whether they're distributed, your mobile uses, now all of these. Right. And IBM has really stepped up and deserves a lot of credit for those changes. And also, in all fairness, let's give credit to the number of the independent software vendors like Compuware and BMC and others that have partnered with IBM and continue to enhance and produce the state-of-art technologies to provide to these businesses to get their work done more efficiently correctly. These technologies from the ISVs, they take advantages of the mainframe in ways that was absolutely unheard of 10 to 20 years ago. Another area that has had a significant impact is the move of clients to the agile development model. And with all the new technologies available to enhance their ability to roll out applications quickly, this is unheard of compared to, you know, 20 years ago. I mean, the evolution of the mainframe is phenomenal. And I'm so pleased IBM stepped up.
Well, speaking of that, as a veteran developer, what was the biggest adjustment you had to make in the move to agile development?
Well, I'm not an application programmer. My background was systems, and I do field technical support. So it didn't really affect me from a programming perspective. But it did cause all of us in field technical support at CompuWare to have to do a much better job of testing the code, because we get it early before it rolls out to the clients, and do a much better job of testing it. The fixes and enhancements, as because of Agile, come out more frequently, and we have to do a much better job of testing to ensure that the quality of the code remains high when it goes to our clients. And again, I talked about this earlier, but automated testing processes have helped us dramatically. And, you know, we recommend the recommendations that we give to our clients about Agile, we use ourselves in-house. We practice what we preach.
Right. And that's powerful. It gives us a lot of credibility. Yeah, on the whole issue.
Agreed. And if I could throw one thing out there, one of the evolutions, and I give major credit to our CEO, Chris O'Malley, and Pete Hardefeld, and others in senior management, they have done a phenomenal job of turning CompuWare around and changing the perception of our clients. So they're willing to listen to us, to hear our DevOps message, to talk about Agile, and treat us as trusted partners.
So you've done over 100 presentations, as I mentioned, on migrating to newer versions of COBOL. What has been the most asked question or the biggest point of concern from the people you've worked with while planning their migration?
That is really easy. Where to start has been a huge issue for virtually every one of our clients, even some of the early adopters. Over time, I started out initially with a 15-page slideshow on things that I picked up. But as I learn more and more from our clients, or we pick up more and more things, I've increased the size of my presentation to try to expand on all this. It's a huge fear factor. Now, what are the fear factors? Do I have to compile everything? What program should I compile? How do I test it? There's all these questions out there. I just completed a webinar for CompuWare a couple weeks ago where I spent nearly a half of my time detailing every step and what we feel should be the migration path, and explain in detail each step so that hopefully they'll have a bigger, better understanding of the approach they need to take. Everyone's going to have to do it differently based on their own requirements, but there are certain basic steps. One other point, that another fear, and this is not so much from the developers, it's actually from senior management, is really the unknown effect of spending all of these resources to the migration. Is it going to be worth it? How much reduction in 4-hour rolling average can we achieve? How much money can we save? And tools like Strobe and iStrobe can go a long way in providing and quantification of the savings. But you've got to get them over the hump and plan properly. And I'll throw this out one more time. People think they test. If you think you've tested enough, you have to test some more.
That's good advice. And you mentioned the webinar, and there are other webinars. I'll include links in the show notes so people can view the recordings of those. You've lent your expertise to some mainframe initiatives on campus. Dr. Packy Laverty of Robert Morris University, for example, has very good things to say about you and your interaction with the students. So how do you think colleges and companies, for that matter, can help raise awareness on campus and get more students involved on the mainframe?
Packy has been an absolute joy to work with. I mean, when you talk to him, his enthusiasm for the mainframe and has helped keep the IT programs going at his university. And he's been absolutely stellar in his ability to convince other universities to start up mainframe programming and IT classes. One of the biggest problems that the mainframe has to deal with is the opinion, I hate to say it, perpetrated, at least in my opinion, by some of the industry talking heads. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, the mainframe was dead. Just a quick anecdote. In 1989, the company that I was working for, had a meeting, and one of the senior officers in the company, the technology officer, notified us at a company-wide meeting that the mainframe was dead and it'll be gone in just a few years. I saw that gentleman about 6 years after that. And I was walking and I was having a lunch with a friend at a barbecue place, and he was sitting over there. And I started to walk over to him, and he looked at me, and he just dropped his head, and I said, we're still here. So, but universities started to believe that the mainframe was dead and dropped their mainframe portions of their IT programs in favor of network or server IT programs. And as you can see now, the mainframe is doing just fine, but because universities dropped those curriculums, we're seeing a real dearth of experienced COBOL and assembler programmers, as well as system staff. Universities, in my opinion, really need to wake up and realize that the mainframe is anything but dead, and they're doing a serious disservice to the people in this country by not reinstituting these courses. I mean, look at IBM. They've started initiatives with colleges like Marist College in New York to bring back the mainframe curriculum. They sponsor the National Master the Mainframe competition. Also, not just IBM, but I do know that other businesses have engaged with community colleges to bring back COBOL programming classes. And this has to continue to ensure that there are people out there to fill the needs of the businesses out here in the U.S. and not justify the need to go overseas to an outsourcer.
You've done some work with Dr. Laverty. Do you think there will be any more collaboration in the future?
Oh, gosh, yes. As a matter of fact, he's reached out to us, and I think it's moving forward that they would like CompuWare on their advisory board. We're also going to be working with him to assist in getting the software upgraded and make sure that the latest versions are out there for his students and that everything's working just fine.
That's great. So with all that said, where do you see the mainframe heading over the next, say, 10 years?
You know, there's, I think the hot buttons right now, the hot terms are low-code and no-code programming. And that's evolving, and they're saying that should speed up the implementation of applications on the mainframe. But what people need to pay attention to is that there is a cost to this. We used to have some 4GL languages that would generate executable code, and they were called, one was CSP, another one was DMS. There are many others, obviously. And they work just fine, but they're not, they don't process as efficiently as even homegrown COBOL programs. And there's a cost to rapid development using these processes. Now, I kind of hope that universities will continue to add mainframe programming and even more systems classes, so the next generation will be well represented in this country and in the world. I mean, look at what's been going on. India has been training programmers for years, and now we see so much of the work, IT work, in this country going overseas to the outsourcers. But I do applaud those countries that saw the future and planned for it. We truly need to do the same. One other thing that concerns me greatly is that businesses have gone the route of buying packages instead of developing their own code. When you buy one of these one-size-fits-all types of programs, you basically have to go in and customize it to your company's needs. The net effect is that you see out there in the environment absolutely massive programs executing in environments. I mean, hundreds of thousands of lines, and I think there's even a couple million line programs out there. When you have programs that big, they're harder to debug and generally consume much more resources than homegrown applications. And the providing IT mainframe curriculums at the university right now might alleviate the COBOL shortage and make it possible for companies to start doing their own development. We really need to foster more people here in this country to think out of the box and create new ways of solving problems both now and in the future.
So now I have a couple of bonus questions. What question would you or do you ask someone else who works on the mainframe?
Do you enjoy it? It sounds like a sort of a flip question, but in my 47 years, I've started out as an application programmer. I started doing systems on multiple platforms, eventually getting to the mainframe, and now I've gone out and I'm doing field technical support. And it's been a journey of love for me. If you love what you're doing, it's not a job. If you enjoy what you're doing, then you know it's well worth it.
Right.
You know, it's not a technical question, but it's just something that rings true with me.
No, that's a great question. So what do you have planned for after retirement? Are there any hobbies you're looking forward to spending more time on?
Oh, gosh, yes. I've been a wood turner for 10 years. And over the last 4 years, I've done very little wood turning because the workload and travel that I do as part of field technical support. So I am eagerly waiting to get back and get back into wood turning. I used to do craft shows years ago and really derived a lot of enjoyment out of that. Plus, it helped pay for my wood habit. So I'm looking forward, once COVID lets up a bit, to start getting back into the farmers markets and doing craft shows here around the Virginia area.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
And then travel and spend time with my wife, something I haven't had that much time to do in my 47 years.
Right. Well, thank you again. It's been very interesting. Great answers. I love hearing from you. So thanks for joining us.
Surely. Thanks for having me.
And thank you to everyone listening. To hear more 5Q episodes, as well as our other podcast series, you can visit soundcloud.com/modernmainframe or look for us in your favorite podcast app. So thank you for tuning in. And until next time, take care.
The BMC Amy Z Talk and Copyware Modern Mainframe podcasts have joined forces. You can find your favorite episodes from both podcasts, as well as new insight and discussion, at soundcloud.com/modernmainframe. Copyware is now BMC Copyware, providing a complete app dev toolkit which enables you to make the mainframe as adaptive as any other platform and start your journey to becoming an autonomous digital enterprise with a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain.